Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. Now the picture that Jesus paints for us and for the disciples before he sends them out is quite bleak. And he warns them that they will be sheep among wolves. And he promises them that some will be arrested and flogged. And he commands them to take nothing. No money, no clothing, nothing that will help them survive on their own. And yet he tells them this: but the one who endures to the end will be saved. Now, picture schools, sports locker rooms, office spaces. The walls are usually covered in motivational posters. And more often than not, the ones that really grab your attention are the ones that talk about endurance. And there are some that I found interesting, and I wanted to read three of them today. Endurance is one of the most difficult disciplines, but it is to him who endures that the final victory comes. Endurance is not just the ability to bear a hard thing, but to turn it into glory. And then the last one, you've got what it takes, but it'll take all you've got. You see, the world teaches that success comes from inside ourselves. It's by our hard work, our perseverance, our endurance, that a goal is achieved. And what goal is that? Well, it's anything we set our mind to. It's any line we draw as our finish line. And so, because it's a line we draw by nature, it's a goal that we can potentially achieve. So really the question that we have then is this: are you focused on the right goal? Because it makes no sense to endure towards something that's foolish, that is impossible. You see, it's critical that we think about what that goal is before we start down that journey. Now, another insight that I've had is that goals that we set are always potentially achievable. Now, we set goals that might be difficult, might be nearly impossible, like becoming an astronaut. But we never set goals that are absolutely impossible, like becoming invisible. Selecting that goal to become invisible is impossible. And it just makes no sense. So first we look inward into ourselves, take stock of who we are, what we're capable of, and then we look outward and we set the goal. But you see, the disciples, they never really had an opportunity to do that. It seems that Jesus is the one that gave them the goal. And it was very difficult. Actually, strike that. It was nearly impossible. Everything that they needed to aid them in this journey had to be left at home. Trouble would be at every turn. And Jesus himself would not be there with them to rescue them when they got into trouble. And to make the point clear, he warns them that their survival depends on their endurance. And I wonder how many of them looked inside themselves and took stock of what they had and either got motivated or demotivated because of this mission. And I wonder if they really understood what the real goal was. You see, it had little to do with endurance. And it had even less to do with inward capability or potential. It had everything to do with replacing dependence on self with dependence on God. And his goal is recorded in the Psalms. Psalm 121 starts out this way. I lift my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. You see, Jesus takes everything away from the disciples before he sends them out into the world. And in case they still find confidence in themselves, he tells them that their real trouble will not be found out there. It will not be found by man-made suffering and challenges, but by supernatural ones. Ones that they can't even fathom. And he says this, and do not fear those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Rather, fear him who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? And not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father. But even the hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore. You are of more value than many sparrows. Lest they think that they can survive and take care of themselves on their own, he reminds them that those troubles are nothing compared to the challenges from Satan. And they can look inward all they want, but they'll never find anything in there that will protect them. They must be fully dependent on Jesus. Now today is Father's Day. And this message is not just for fathers, not just for mothers. This really is a message for everybody, for especially anybody who has cared for a child, who has influenced a child. This message is for you. Picture these children. What's the destination that you imagined for them? Maybe it's a successful, happy life. Maybe it's health. Or was it an impossible goal? One that you knew they would never be able to realize themselves. Did you draw their finish line here on earth? Or did you draw the finish line for them in heaven? You see, the problem that the disciples have, it's the same problem that we have. On our own, we dismiss our impossible and we aim only for what we think is possible. We don't consider that which we could never, ever accomplish. We instead aim for what we can. And here's the thing, we pass that on, we instill that to our children and to the children that we influence. We teach them to consider their capabilities and their abilities as they look into the future. But you see, thank God, that's not what He did. He saw our impossible. He saw the predicament that we were in, the eternal damnation that we were facing. He saw our inability to even recognize the situation. We didn't even know the impossible situation we were in. And He took our impossible and He made it His possible. And He went to the cross and He suffered and He died for our sins. And then He handed that victory over to us. And because of that, we can see the impossible. But you see, it's no longer impossible. In fact, it's not even possible. It's done. It's finished. He has crossed over that finish line and He has handed to us that victory. And so you see the quotes that I started out with this morning, they're wrong. Endurance is not just the ability to bear a hard thing and to turn it into glory. Endurance is the ability for Jesus to bear an impossible thing and turn it into His glory and then hand His victory to us. And so, in many ways, we relive this passage as we raise our own children. We relive it as we instill in them and influence those children and youth around us. We warn them about the troubles that they'll face and the challenges that they'll overcome and they'll encounter, but also we point them to a goal that is impossible. Impossible sometimes for even them to comprehend. And we know that the only possible way that they will ever get to that finish line will be not from themselves, but from the work of Christ in their lives. So on this Father's Day, take a moment and look through the eyes of those children and ask yourself this question. Are they focused on the right goals? I'd like to end in prayer, but I'd like to use Psalm 121. Would you please pray with me? I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the Maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. Amen.